At today's City Commission meeting, Valerie Farrell-Vaught, the Community Redevelopment Agency manager, provided an update on several initiatives. She discussed the Downtown West Action Plan, the East Main District Master Plan, partnerships with Prospera and the Tampa Bay Black Business Investment Corporation, community-oriented policing and engagement, the Lake Beulah Roundabout Construction Project, previously known as the Five Points Roundabout, the expansion of businesses such as Skate World, the Art Infusion in Dixieland and downtown, and she outlined the CRA's future focus, with priorities on strengthening places, strategic infill development, updating redevelopment plans, and implementing the Downtown West Action Plan. And later in today's meeting, the City Commission adopted that plan with a unanimous favorable vote. Also in today's meeting, Mayor Bill Mutz honored and raised awareness for various initiatives and achievements by issuing several proclamations. These included recognizing and celebrating Lakeland Christian School's Vikings Day for their Florida Class 2A Girls Soccer Championship win, raising awareness for Donate Life Month, Fair Housing Month, National Arbor Day, National Day of Prayer, Medical Laboratory Professionals Week, Water Conservation Month, Volunteer Appreciation Week, and the third annual Just Cares Pay It Forward Day. During the meeting, the recipients of these proclamations delivered heartfelt speeches and provided additional information about the initiatives. And you can watch their speeches by following the link in the video description. It was a great opportunity to celebrate these accomplishments and to recognize the people who are making a difference in our community. In the business of today's meeting, the Commission approved the Real Estate and Transportation Committee meeting action items from Friday, April 12th. The first item was the purchase of 31 acres of undeveloped land located at 4250 Medulla Road on the south side of Lakeland International Airport. The land was originally a part of the Morgan Creek Residential Development Site. The purchase of this property will result in several benefits for the airport. While portions of the 31-acre tract are ideal for wetland development, a large tract of upland area will be made available to lease, thereby generating additional revenue for the airport. This purchase will also enable the airport to eliminate the potential for constructing residential structures on the site. The Commission also voted to acquire a parcel of land at 615 Union Drive as a part of the extension of Lakeland Park Center Drive. The city and the residential owners of the property negotiated a mutually agreed upon price to allow the city to purchase the land and continue the development of this extension from Union Drive to Carpenter's Way. Finally, the Commission approved the Community Redevelopment Agency's purchase of a vacant mid-block property located directly west of Talbot House Ministries facility. The property to be purchased is currently vacant and fenced in, and the acquisition will further position the CRA for strategic future redevelopment opportunities, eliminate blighted conditions, leverage private investment to encourage the reuse of vacant or underutilized properties, and ultimately cultivate a vibrant neighborhood business environment. The Commission also approved a conditional use today to allow the North Lakeland Sam's Club to increase the number of fuel stations by expanding the existing fuel pump island and canopy, and also reconfiguring the easternmost portion of the parking lot to improve vehicle queuing and traffic flow. City Manager Sean Charouse was given the green light today by the Commission to proceed with several purchase orders and agreements. These include awarding a bid to Rada Construction for cleaning the Lake Mirror Promenade, and a grant agreement to remove algae from Lake Bonnet, and the purchase of maintenance equipment for Holloway Park, which the city recently acquired as a gift. During the meeting, Mr. Charouse also took the opportunity to commend the Airport Director, Chris Allstrand, Assistant Director Adam Lunn, and their entire staff for the hard work and dedication in making the 50th annual Sun and Fun Fly-In a resounding success last week. And if you think that's a lot, well, you're only hearing the highlights. There's a lot more that happens each and every meeting, and if you want to find out all about it, you can dig into today's agenda, see the actions taken by the Commission, or watch the meeting in its entirety. Just follow the links in the description of this video. I'm Andrew Gash with the Communications Department for the City of Lakeland, and those are your meeting minutes.